We mean when we go down in our arms for Tachanun, although this is not the original way to perform Nefilas Apayim. Originally, Nefilas Apayim was literally Nefilas Apayim on the floor. You put your head down on the ground, maybe similar to what we do on Yom Kippur, all the way down. That was the real Nefilas Apayim. How come we don't do this Bizman Hazeh? So the Magen Avraham writes, check out the end of, he writes in the beginning of Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, which is the Simen of Nefilas Apayim, writes based on Siv Ches, the end of the Simen. So there, two considerations. One is that the Mechaber writes that an Adam Chashuv, Gemara says, an Adam Chashuv is not supposed to do Nefilas Apayim unless he really knows like that he's going to be answered. His tefillah will be answered, like Yeshua ben Nun who did Nefilas Apayim and his tefillah was answered. So maybe we're not so chashuv, but if we're always doing the Nefilas Apayim and we're not being answered, we don't have the confidence that we necessarily will be answered. So that's a consideration. And secondly, there is an issur of Evan Maskis, to bow down all the way on the ground, on stone, on a stone floor, is an issur. So the real issur is to do Pisha Yadayim V'Raglayim all the way flat on the ground on stone. But even if it's not Pisha Yadayim V'Raglayim, or even if it's not stone, but it is Pisha, there is still an issur derabban. But nonetheless, because of this consideration, so we don't go all the way down. Instead, we just as we are normal, what we do is as we're familiar with, we go down in our arm. There's a third possibility as well, which is that the Zohar writes that Nefilas Apayim is a demonstration of our willingness to be Moser Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if a person goes through that motion of indicating that without really meaning it, so then it's negative. Then it brings a backlash of din. In fact, there are some Sfaradim who are knowing not to do Nefilas Apayim at all for this reason. But for the rest of us, so we do Nefilas Apayim, but not all the way down on the ground in accordance with the original minhag. Nonetheless, the Magen Avraham writes, because the original minhag was to go all the way down the ground, so in commemoration of that, so we have a couple of practical points that apply based on that original minhag. One is that he says that it would be proper to turn one's head a little bit. If a person was really going down on the ground, so because of that consideration of Evan Maskus, he'd have to turn his face a little bit, so it would be preferable to turn one's face. And secondly, he writes that a person should cover his arm, that he shouldn't be with his head directly on his arm. We have a principle in halacha that the body cannot cover itself. So for example, if a person is for whatever reason not wearing a kippah, and he wants to have a head covering, he wants to say a bracha, so you put your hand on your head, that's not good enough. The body cannot cover itself. You could put something else on your head, or you could even have somebody else put their hand on your head. That would be good enough. But the one's own body is not a covering for oneself. So he says if we were going down on the ground, so then you would really need a covering. Like we have on Yom Kippur, we're knowing to put down something between the floor and our head when we bow down on the ground. So therefore, even though we're not going all the way down to the ground, so there should be something covering one's arm. But the point of that is, according to this, the point is really that there should be a separation between your head and the ground. So even if a person doesn't have a covering, your sleeve is not quite long enough. So if there's a table, let's say, and you put your head all the way out over the table, instead of just having your arm on the edge of the table, and then you're sort of the top of your head on your arm, so then you're really, your face is, connected to the ground, and there's nothing interrupting. But if you put your head out over the table, that would be good enough as well. Perhaps there's another reason as well, that there should be something separating between the head and the arm, which is that one of the models of Nefilas Apayim is Vayaster Moshe Panav, Ki Yorei Me'abit El Halakim. That when Moshe saw the Shekhinah at the burning bush, so he was afraid to look. And had that sense of pachad, so he covered his face. So we're trying to mimic that as well, Rabbi Bechai writes. And therefore, that's one of the aspects of Nefilas Apayim. So maybe for that perspective, maybe you wouldn't, I ask, is a table good enough? Maybe, yeah, maybe you're putting your head down on the table, maybe that's good enough. Or maybe Davka, a more close, something a little bit closer, a beged would be ideal if a person's able to have a sleeve or a talus to put between his arm and his head. That would be the most proper thing. Finally, just to mention, the poskim will bring also a pikabala that the Nefilas Apayim should be on the forearm and not on the wrist or the hand. Have a wonderful day and a great Shams.